All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is six o'clock or 6:01. I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. May you please stand with us for a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag is in the back of the room behind you. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Oh, thank you. Mr. Hammond, may we have roll call, please?
You may.
Thank you.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger appears to be absent.
Yes, he is.
Mrs. Rohr.
Present.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the July 12th, 2021 agenda. May I have a first?
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. And Mrs. Rohr made the first and Dr. Good made the second. Any questions, comments, concerns? May we have roll call, please?
Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn.
Yes. Thank you. We're looking for a motion to approve the minutes from the June 14th, 2021 and June 28th, 2021 regular meetings. I need a motion, please.
Here.
Thank you. And a second, please.
Here.
Thank you. Mrs. Rohr was the first. Dr. Good was the second. May we have roll call, please?
Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn.
Yes. Oh, moving on. Student recognition and staff recognition. Oh, we have a needle mover. Mr. Osborne.
Needle mover for July. The unsung heroes behind the scene of everything that's going on. Lori Sizemore. Through all of this, she is behind the scenes organizing buildings, what's prioritizing, what needs to be cleaned, what needs to be fixed, what needs to be moved. We're coming back through. We're getting rid of desks that are no longer good. Desks that get splinters to kids. They seem to have wooden things. Getting buses prepared for the state inspection. So it's a real hopping time for her. And she's recovering from a knee replacement. She has a total knee replacement. So when I say hopping, she's not hopping. She's moving around the district as much as possible, and we keep her extremely active. But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes when we're back there, and really appreciate her hard work and keeping everything together. And like everybody else, we have people, our custodians, our maintenance workers. It's hard for them to leave during the school year when the kids are there. So she's also shorthanded and working with subs because they're taking their vacation and getting some time with their families who are not here during the school day. So we do really appreciate her support and everything that she's doing for us.
Thank you. Yay, Lori. Okay. Bravo, bravo. All right. Public participation. All meetings of the board and board-appointed committees are open to the public. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient fashion, a maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. And if anybody wants to participate, just give us your name and address. So, any takers? Mr. Smith.
Mark Smith. Thank you, Mr. Hammond. Norm Smith, Chibiabas Trail. I was surprised, I don't know if it's 6:07 or something, 15 minutes ago, to see that the board meeting was not online. And there was some discussion about this on the board, I think just the last meeting, about the fact that the board members had to be here to vote, but there was no reason that the meeting couldn't be open online to the community. And I thought that's where things were headed. Just curious of why and when the board made a decision that the meetings were not going to be open to the public online.
Thank you.
Okay, treasurer's consent agenda. Finance approve the purchase of 400 Chromebooks in the amount of $128,400. I need a motion, please.
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mrs. Rohr is the first. Mr. DeAngelis is the second. May we? Any questions, comments, concerns?
I'd like to have discussion if we could just briefly.
Yep.
Do we have a, Todd, do we have like a sort of technology plan associated with the purchase? I mean, what's our grand vision here of bringing Chromebooks in?
We're trying to get the one-to-one.
One-to-one.
Okay.
We're using the ESSER funds to get there and other grants. Right now we're working through the E-rate grant that's available to us. We're working through the broadband grant, so none of this is coming out of our general fund.
Sure.
It's just been through grants that have come through all the way through and through the ESSER funds. And we're still trying to get the one-to-one. We actually have so many devices that are so old that they're timed to be scheduled out and we're replacing. So we continue to focus on other areas that we can use ESSER money and trim it down as much as we can. And whatever's left, we said is going straight to getting all of our students to one-to-one. This right here will bring 7 to 12 one-to-one, correct?
Yep.
Add 2 to 3 carts to CIS and another 1 or 2 carts to Hazel Harvey.
One or two
more carts to Hazel Harvey. So we're getting close.
So these are primarily new devices. These are not replacement devices at this point. Okay.
Some are replacements. Some leaving the high school are no longer functional. They're like, yes, and so they will replace some current ones that we have that are no longer functional or can keep up with the need that they have at the high school, to operate the high school programs.
Are we going to need to continue to purchase this amount each year? I mean, what's the vision?
As long as you get the one-to-one, the vision is APR is the last, next year is the last year of the ESSER funds.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is not to touch into that. So we still have ESSER funds left over. See where our other grants can take us through our broadband, what we're allowed to spend, see where other grants will take us and see where we need to fill in from there. Our goal is not to touch the general fund at this point in time.
All right. Thank you.
If I can piggyback off of that. So on the grant money, we have an ESSER 1, we have an ESSER 2, and the last one he just talked about, APR, I think it is an ESSER 3. In addition to those, there was a broadband grant last year that was initially set to expire at the end of calendar year 2020. Right at the end of the year, the government changed that expiration date. So we were not able to take advantage of that last year. But because they changed the expiration date, we're now in the process of trying to get books that are, help me with the term.
Cellular
enabled. Now, the advantage of that is we got to pay for that cellular connection.
Yeah.
We have to have those activated and connected.
Yeah.
We got to give those out to the students. But once we get through that, hopefully a 6-month period of usage with that cellular enabled book, we can discontinue that cellular service. And now we have a fully functional Chromebook.
Sure. Yeah, and I have no issue with that. I've not seen a document that suggests how we're going to get to one-to-one. There's so many that we have to purchase each year in order to get us there over time. I just didn't know where we were at.
I think it's been very, if I may put words in your mouth, I think it's been very fluid because of the ESSER funds, which without this ESSER money,
sure,
I don't think we'd have had the ability to do that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, many thanks.
Can I just, so, when you say all students, so, you know, what's the value, I guess, for our kindergarten, first grade, second grade, each student versus where
device.
We are now?
The different style device. And I don't have young ones, but my buddy brought his grandkid over, who was 6 years old in kindergarten, and she swipes like you wouldn't believe on her device to come back through. I mean, the technology and what the work the kids do on the technical device is now as much part of school as anything else, is reading and writing with that. So the device is much different down there and it's not like they're on it all day long, but there are great learning skills with the devices, and they're mostly swipe when you're at the kindergarten level, and probably more in first grade and second grade you start to move away from it. But all of our kids, including kindergarten, go into computer lab at Hazel Harvey and get on computers to work on programs that is available to them. I mean, so all of our kids are in part of a 21st century technology and 21st century education will require them to use devices.
Thank you.
Anything else? Because I knew we were close to 1-to-1. It was brought up, I think, within the last couple months we were talking about that. So I was going to ask the question, are we 1-to-1? Because it seems so close. So I think that's good news.
We did a tremendous audit this past year, almost because we had to, with our devices and what they could operate. We overloaded Sean with that. But we had devices that couldn't operate. We had kids that got into testing and their device would not operate. So we were scrambling, especially at the high school this year, to find a device that we thought was usable that wasn't. They got the kids back on. And so getting everybody that device, we'll be able to shore up the lab, potentially another classroom addition there like that. But those devices got to come out if they're not able to do the state testing. But they may be good enough for second grader for what they're working to do. So that's what we're trying to do, what we can recycle and what just needs to go and buy new. So it's not as matters filling in the gap of how many we have now, but what needs to come out. And we'll start at the high school, that we believe we're going to start the year 7-to-12, junior, senior high school, 1-to-1, with additional devices at CIS and Hazel Harvey.
There's a lot of learning programs that the younger students, the kindergarten, first grade, and second, there's a lot of phonics, basic math that the students use. And I've seen them in the computer labs, and they have a good time with them.
So game oriented.
Yes, but it's still learning. It's all learning. So, you know, game or not a game. They're learning and they're enjoying it.
Yep.
We're done? We're good? All right, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yeah.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes. All right. Superintendent's consent agenda to approve the hires, the following hires, to approve the tutor, to approve the supplemental contracts that are listed, to accept the resignation of Don Seeker, athletic director, as of July 9, 2021, to approve the contract with the Doylestown Police Department for the SRO, for the 2021-2022 school year, up to $51,100. F, approved to pay $30 per hour per person for police coverage at school events. Approve the school photography service agreement with Cavanaugh. It's a 3-year contract, and it's effective July 1st. Approve the agreement with the Ohio Attorney General with the BCI. So I need a motion, please.
Here.
Thank you. In a second?
Here.
Thank you. Questions, comments, discussions? We're good? May we have roll call, please? Oh, Mrs. Rohr made the first and Dr. Good made the second. May we have roll call now, please?
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes. Thank you.
Something I just
for board discussion?
Yeah, just a question.
Okay.
So I believe Mr. Smith's question was a valid one regarding the access through Zoom for the community. We did have that discussion. Todd, I asked you the same thing just before we got started here. Could you share with the rest of the board members and those that are here what the intent is, what
Absolutely.
We're trying to do?
We've never done live meetings, so to speak, where everybody's here and they're like that. Sean is back there filming, and we're trying to determine based on, one, sound. We have a sound system here, so when we were doing the audio recording, when we arrived here, we didn't even record them. When I got here, we started the audio recording of meetings on that. We got a sound system so people could hear us. We had some soft talkers, and some of us pronounce our words loudly, so to speak. But we got to that. So we're going to try to work through it. Through the Zoom, the problems we had was shifting from screen to screen, trying to pull the whole group on the Zoom screen and pick up the sound, because you have to pick it up through the meeting. So we were hoping we were going to go through here and try this. Now, we're either going to try to post just directly a link in the video, or we may go through YouTube if that proves to be better. The camera they have, like in the gym when they had our events, you know, we were able, the camera picks up and covers the motion, but it also picked up background sound. And so there was a lot of, there was issues with that background sound, what was being picked up. Sometimes you weren't happy with the coach, and we found out real quickly who wasn't happy with the coach from the sound. So we want to make sure what sound we're picking up and we're able to hear clearly and get this worked out. I mean, it's going to be a little working project. If we had a TV production lab, a la Wadsworth, two big cameras coming out, microphones hanging down, it's a non-issue. But trying to get the entire board on there with that, and one of the questions that's, that was raised to me, do we need everybody's approval to be on camera? They're like, yeah, so that was something I did. I will send that out, but that was asked to me by another board member, and my answer was I didn't think so, but I did send out a quick text to Mr. Markman to find out if he thought that we needed to have approval, or you gave up that right by attending the public meeting, which is what I believe, but I don't know that to be true. But we are trying to run it now. We are trying to film it. We're going to see how the sound goes, how everybody's picked up, make sure I don't look too fat, ugly, pale, compared to those people who've been at the beach.
Or working outside.
The goal would be to do that, but I think there's some work that needs to be done and make sure that we're all aware of what's going on. That's why I sent the email to speak clearly into it to see how well it picks up or if we have to do some type of adjustment with his system back there with this sound system. They are two different systems, but they're like this. We did have the discussion, absolutely, and we were trying to work through it. We're going to try to do what's best, whether we posted the link or go straight to YouTube, which is another factor in a cost.
So I had been calling in through Zoom. This is my first return in person. And am I correct that each of you had to have a computer then in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. So just the technical aspect of that, we're running through the hurdles to see where we land and try to accommodate what the direction was.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
I remember some type of discussion, but there wasn't a decision that I recall saying, maybe we can do YouTube or maybe we can do streaming something or other. But I knew we were looking into it, but there wasn't any hard fast
just for clarity,
motion of what we were going to do.
And you may have said it and I missed it, but is the intent to video live or to be able to snapshot it to see later?
Thank you for setting that up on the tee. So often in my job, everybody turns and looks to the superintendent. That is a board's decision. They can decide whether they want to be live, stream, or do they want to record it and make sure we're not picking up any background noise,
right,
or hard to hear, or the video doesn't come out well, and people are having a harder time seeing it and hearing it than they did when we just recorded the audio. That is truly a board decision. That we never came to a full
conclusion. And I'm happy to voice my opinion. I know where I would personally like to land on that. I think that there's a great deal of value to access for participation and watching live to the community. For folks that work, you know, for second, third shift, for people that are trying to attend that are actually at work for various reasons, that the actual physical being here, I think, reduces the ability we can have to continue to gain support from the community. So my intent of the board to consider is, if there is the technical ability, would be for us to be present, folks to be allowed to come in physically and attend, or to attend and participate during public participation. That would be my desired outcome, but I don't know, I'm very vague on technical.
Okay, so let me set the expectation here. If we do live stream it, Mr. Good would be able to sit at home and watch the board meeting. But as of July 1st, Mr. Good is no longer able to participate in the speaking of the public when we come to that piece in the agenda.
Okay.
You have to be here.
Here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but they could participate from, I mean, they could watch live from home.
They can watch, but they cannot, there will not be that back and forth discussion. It will be just viewing.
You have to be here to speak.
Okay.
And that's not a district issue.
Is that tied to the pandemic rules or just in general the rules?
Prior to the pandemic, that's the way it was. That is set by the state.
And so that was only permitted during the pandemic, and so...
Yeah, and that was to expire at the end of last year, and then it was extended to the end of June. So we are now in July.
So that helps clarify. Thank you.
Yep.
So we're on the right path. We just have technical difficulty just to get us...
We're on a dry run.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both.
All righty. We have new business on the agenda. Mr. Hammond, I believe you stand ready to chit-chat about these items.
I sit ready to discuss these.
Okay, you're going to sit ready. Thank you.
But before I do that, did you want to see if any other board members had any other issues to discuss?
Good. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Anybody else?
Nope. I can't wait to hear Ira speak. So I had 12 things, but
okay.
I'm ready to go.
Thank you, Dr. Good, for putting those 12 important items aside for
That's
Mr.
Right.
Hammond.
Putting it all in perspective.
Yes.
I got a call, email last week from Baird, who did the financing of our bond issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the handout I gave you, I apologize. For some reason, the most important column got cut off over here. So I will forward that to you in an email, and I will try to run through it very quickly as to what that kind of looks like. This would be an advance refunding. Advanced meaning that our bond issue allows us to be callable in 10 years. Well, you've not had that bond issue out there for 10 years yet. It's only 6 or 7 years. But the state is considering allowing an advance refunding. What that means to us is we could, I'm going to use the word refinance because I think people are more familiar with that as opposed to refunding. To refinance our 2016 bond issues. We have a 2016-1 and a 2016-2. Those collectively total about $12 million. We would not, the intent would not be to extend the duration of those bond issues, keep the duration the same. But what we would end up doing is because of interest rates being where they're at today, we could come in with a lower rate. It will not mean any money to the school district itself, but what it will do is reduce the amount of money that the district taxpayers have to pay in for that part of their real estate taxes. And that total is approximately $800,000, and that is a net number after the expenses of refinancing. I bring it to your attention tonight because I just wanted to plant that seed, realizing that we're not having a scheduled board meeting at the end of July. Our next one is going to be the first one in August. Unless I get individual feedback from you to the contrary, I probably will have something on that agenda asking for approval for us to move forward with that. Doesn't commit us to it because we don't know at this point if in fact the state is going to permit that, but we want to be ready that if the state does permit it, that we can turn that switch and move ahead right away. The advantage of doing that is they're willing to work the documents ahead of time also, because they know that to get the lower interest rate, you gotta be one of the first ones in line to get this done, because as more people go into the refinancing of their current bond issues, that will drive the rate up. So we want to try and capture that rate as low as we can. Does that make sense? Am I talking Greek?
So the total, you're not talking Greek. I understood what you said.
Not at all.
So the total impact of this initiative is specifically for the bond that's in place now. Sounds like our balance is $12 million, and it would just reduce the total payback by $800,000.
Yes. So the taxpayers of Chippewa schools would, in essence, have $800 less to have to
repay.
Put over into their real estate taxes.
Net of cost.
Can we get this document digitally to Ira? I know there's a...
Yeah, because I'm going to send it to you by email. So, yeah, it will be digitally.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Moving on to my second item. So I'm asking for your consideration to approve an extended workday for select classified staff. The reason I'm asking for that is our school year ended June 30th. We started a new year July 1st. Shortly thereafter, I closed my fiscal year 21 book. And once that's closed, all those requisitions that some people have so kindly put into place popped up as July 1 requisitions. I have approximately 350 of those out there. And this is no fault with our staff, but due to a change in the accounting system, due to a change in treasures, due to the pandemic, those people writing requisitions need a little more guidance in how to code those supplies and outside services that they're requesting to operate. When I first started going through the recs, I was willing to try and change those on my own because I did not have the time. I've been here 6 weeks, 7 weeks. I didn't have the time to provide my expectations of what a good requisitions should look like. And then seeing all of the miscoding, I really felt it better than giving it a Band-Aid. We need to correct make the correction right at the beginning, create a better foundation for the financial reporting. And so I am asking that you would approve, and I would like to have a motion for that tonight. Because I'd like to have this training session July 30th, which is just prior to most of them being back in the buildings. Is there anything you would like to add to that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
They would need an extra day. I would not say the training was good previously for EFP and for our staff. There were a lot of rough times trying to get through putting a requisition order in. So the idea that we're going to start the year on a good training and get it through there and try to eliminate about half of the codes and narrow those down and try to keep them in a smaller area.
Just to give you an idea, those buildings look at about 6,500 codes, line items, to have to pick out what is good for their building. I can tell you they only use about 100, maybe 150 on a heavy year. And so I need to streamline it from the treasure side, but I also need to educate them so that when they look at that, they understand pretty much where it should go. But I want to try and thin that down so that Vicki's only seeing accounts that she needs to budget in. Sorry to pick on you, Vicki.
No, you can pick.
I think it's a marvelous idea myself. I think anytime our staff can get, you know, more training to make their job overall more efficient and effective, that's what we should need to be doing. So I'm fine with that concept. I mean, a whole day, take them, have lunch for them, the whole nine yards. I think it's great.
No, I would hope the district would feed them too while I'm flogging them.
That's a deal. Okay.
So I was saying to Dr. Good that I thought I was out of motion and talking, but I'm going to go ahead and throw in because I thought I think I was talking before we made the motion, so I'll just throw in on this one too. Is this just restricted to your staff? Is that what you're asking for?
No. Thank you for asking that question. So requisitions, the majority of those requisitions come from the secretary of the athletic director, come from the secretary of the building principals, come from food service, come from your maintenance and transportation. And so that's the group that I really need to focus on. So we're talking at about maybe 12 to 14 people, including the building principals, because they're approving those recs, and they need that same level of education as to what they're looking at. What I'm trying to do is create a foundation out there to build off of, and unfortunately this district has not had that foundation. And I'm not finding fault in it, that's just a fact.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to create a motion for your ask here. Is that correct, Aaron?
That is correct. And it could be just as simple as, I'd like to make a motion to provide an extra work day for a select group of people who initiate requisitions for training.
Is this item number B under new business?
Yes, extend day pay, yes.
So what do we need to motion for?
Well, there's an ask in place.
Provide an extra work day pay.
I need approval to pay them an extra day. You know, the board has approved.
Yeah, I understand that. It says extended day pay, and then
it's an extended work day. So they're going to have an extra work day beyond their number of contract days.
So to provide an extra work day for a select group of employees?
For financial training. Or requisition training. Is there something unclear or something I need to make clear?
No, I'm just writing.
I was talking to Ms.
Jan. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so we just got to modify this motion?
That's what I'm confused.
I'm sorry.
Because we're voting on this.
This is just a bullet point. Uh-huh. I need a motion.
So first we're going to motion to accept this discussion that you're having with us, and then you're asking us
you're just going to make a motion to approve an extra work day.
To provide an extra work day to a select group of employees for financial training.
We're going to make a motion to add that there for a functional purpose. Then we're going to vote on that, and then we're going to approve the new business.
Okay. Thank you.
So we'll have two back-to-back votes.
No, just one.
Not if we've got to add it, so then we've got to vote to add it.
Oh, and
then
okay, if you want to add it, see.
In my view, it's a new business, but there's no ask contained within the new business. So we have to vote to add it, and then we have to vote to approve it.
Okay. I can work with that.
Okay.
So we're ready with the wording for the motion. We need a motion to provide an extra work day to a select group of employees for financial training.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. All right, Dr. Good made the first motion. Mrs. Rohr seconded. Any questions, comments, concerns? We're good? Thank you. May we have roll call, please?
Yes, so this is a motion to add the item.
Yes.
To the agenda.
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
And now the motion is to consider approving an extra work day to those employees who create.
No, I don't believe so. We've already added it to the agenda.
Yeah, we've already
added it. So now we just need to vote to approve all the items under 7, new business.
Okay.
All right, may I have a motion to approve new business?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. Dr. Good made the first. Mrs. Rohr was the second. May we have roll call, please?
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. All right. I need a motion to go into executive session, and it's to consider the employment of an individual. I need a first, please.
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. Dr. Good made the first. Mrs. Rohr the second. And we need, it is 6:37. May we have roll call, please?
Can I have discussion quick?
Oh.
Will we vote when we come back, Todd?
Yes.
We will have a vote?
Oh.
When we come back out of the executive session?
We have to have a vote to.
Yeah, I know, but are we voting
on anything we're discussing?
Yeah, are we just voting?
Are we having any more action?
Yes. Yes,
no,
sorry.
No more action.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you.
So at 6:37, we have adjourned into
executive session.
So we are now off record.
Yes, sir. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.